WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood Stark Whisperer, back with another dose of wisdom to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. Today, we're diving into something super important, the art of taking breaks and practicing self-care. You know, those things we often push aside when we're hustling hot, trying to conquer the world. But trust me, friends, they're not just little luxuries. They're essential tools for building resilience, staying sharp, and actually achieving your goals. Ever felt like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly chasing deadlines and pushing yourself to the limit, but never really reaching that finish line? You know that feeling when your brain feels fuzzy, your energy is depleted, and even simple tasks seem overwhelming? Yeah, we've all been there. It's a recipe for burnout, stress, and ultimately, less effectiveness in everything you do. So how do we break the cycle? How do we prioritize our well-being without feeling guilty or like we're slacking off? Well, buckle up because I'm about to drop some truth bombs on you. First up, taking breaks isn't just about hitting the pause button on work. It's about actively engaging in activities that recharge your mind and body. Think walks in nature, reading a good book, listening to music that makes your soul sing, spending quality time with loved ones, anything that helps you detach from the constant grind and reconnect with yourself. Second, self-care isn't a one-size-fits-all deal. What works for me might not work for you, and vice versa. The key is to figure out what truly nourishes your soul. Maybe it's yoga, meditation, a hot bath, a creative hobby, listen to your inner voice, and give yourself permission to indulge in those things that make you feel happy, relaxed, and fulfilled. Third, remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's strategic. When you prioritize your well-being, you're actually investing in your productivity and success. A rested and rejuvenated mind is a sharp mind capable of tackling challenges with greater focus, creativity, and resilience. Think of it as fuel for your engine. You wouldn't run your car on empty, would you? Fourth, make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Schedule it in like any other important appointment. It might feel strange at first, but over time, it becomes second nature. Treat yourself with the same respect and care that you would offer a valued friend or colleague. And finally, remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be days when you feel overwhelmed, depleted, and like you're falling behind. That's okay. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and don't be afraid to take a step back and recharge. Remember, the goal is not perfection, but consistent effort towards cultivating a life of balance and well-being. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're swamped at work, deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your to-do list seems endless. You're feeling stressed, irritable, and like you're on the verge of snapping. Sounds familiar? But what if instead of pushing through with gritted teeth, you took a quick 10-minute break? Maybe you step outside for some fresh air, take a few deep breaths, or listen to your favorite song. You come back feeling refreshed, more focused, and ready to tackle those tasks with renewed energy and clarity. That's the power of taking breaks and practicing self-care. It's not just about avoiding burnout, it's about maximizing your potential and living a more fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Get out there, treat yourself like the amazing human being you are, and start making self-care a priority. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. And if this resonated with you, hit that subscribe button, share this episode with your friends who need a little dose of self-love, and let me know your thoughts on social media. Until next time, keep striving for balance, keep embracing the journey, and remember you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.